The Broncos are getting ready to make their draft selections tomorrow, and head coach Mike Shanahan says getting to this point is a lot of hard work.
It's always busy. I mean, there's no easy way to do the draft. You got 300 people that you're evaluating. You're spending at least a half hour on every player, going back and forth, getting a game plan. It just takes some time. And regardless on, you know, who's in charge or who's doing what, you know, we try to get everybody involved. And, you know, we got a game plan going in. And like I said, it's a little bit more fun to pick at 12, though, than it is 30. I don't want it to happen very often, though.
Denver will have the 12th choice in the first round, which will give the Broncos plenty of options.
There is a little difference, though, when you're picking 12th. It's not something I'd like to do very often, but you do get a little bit more excited because you've got at least a reasonable idea who may be there in comparison when you're picking in the mid-20s or 30s. Big difference, not only in the first round, but the second round.
The Broncos will also have options on Sunday. Denver holds two picks in the 4th, 5th, and 7th rounds, giving a grand total of 7 picks in Day 2.
Honestly, I mean, I like the 2-4s, the 2-5s, 2-7s. You know, it makes you really go through the whole draft. We think there's some big-time value in the 4th round and the 5th round. You get guys in the 4th round that you know, you think can really help your football team. And, you know, through the years, we've had some excellent second-day picks, and hopefully this year will be the same.
When it is all said and done, Shanahan hopes he has filled the roster the best way he can going into training camp.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to do is you evaluate free agents that are out there on different teams, and you're always trying to fill voids. You're always trying to get better. You're trying to get your top 80 guys on your football team where they got a chance to compete. And you're always trying to, you know, look at the pro side and look at the collegiate side. And by the end of the day, and by the time you go to camp, you feel like you got the best 80 guys that you can possibly get to have those guys compete and put a good squad together.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.